Well, hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins and welcome to another podcast in the series that we're calling Site Village Presents. I am here today with Karen Easthope. Many of you will be familiar with that name and the voice that is Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Yeah, you?
I'm good, thank you. So, Karen, one of the podcasts so far we've covered an introduction generally to Site Village because there's been some quite exciting things that have happened. But we also wanted to drill down in some specifics about Site Village, not least Site Village Central. So talk to me about Site Village Central.
Okay, Site Village Central, formerly known as Site Village Birmingham. We have a new venue for 2018. We are now taking the event to Cranmore Park Conference and Event Centre, which is in Shirley, Solihull, which anybody knows is just slightly out of Birmingham. We're really excited about the new venue. It's a vast exhibition area, and we're going to introduce some different layouts this year. Wider aisles, so
no guide dog jams.
That's right. We did some visitor surveys last year, and some of the things we couldn't change, but some of the things we've tried to make a difference. And the overriding comments last year were the events are too noisy and the aisles are too... Yeah, absolutely. So this new venue will be great for that because it affords us so much space that we can afford massive aisles. So there will be no bottlenecks at all this year. And also with this new venue, ceilings are lower, so that should mitigate some of the noise. But the venue itself, if anybody's thinking, I've got myself into a pickle here because I've got used to coming to the old venue, what do I do now? Please, please, please don't worry, because we're going to make it so easy that you will just think that was easier than going to the previous venue.
So be more excited about the changes than you will about getting there.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to be working with Transport for West Midlands to get the easiest routes. We'll speak to people on the phone. So if you've got any concerns about getting to this new venue, please give us a call on 0121 428 5041, and we'll talk you through your route. As far as we can, we will do that. Okay. We're also hoping, and it's never guaranteed because we're always relying on volunteers, but we're hoping to have some volunteers situated at the various hotspots, as in Grand Central and the two local stations that feed Cranmore Park.
That's a really exciting, and I think the message is really clear. You've got more space. I mean, even things like catering, I presume that's going to be different, is it?
It is, yeah. We're going to have a coffee bar that runs the entire length of the middle of the exhibition area, but then there'll be a separate canteen area that will provide hot and cold options.
Oh, wow, so you could quite literally walk down one side of the exhibition space and go all fancy coffee and just literally nip across, get one, and then carry on?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we will discourage people from walking around the... with health and safety and all that, yeah. But it's a lovely, comfy area. We're also going to introduce more seating in the exhibition area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, yeah. So there'll be soft seating positioned around the stands. So if anybody wants a five-minute rest, have a look at some of the literature that they've picked up. That's going to be an option as well.
Because Site Village has always been seen, I think, as a social event by the visually impaired community, and there's no reason why that is going to change at all. If anything, it's going to enhance that, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Just let me reiterate, please don't be put off by the new venue. We're very excited, and it's very, very easy to get to. We will have our usual cohort of sighted guides available at the event, and we'll have all the usuals, dog spending areas, etc., etc. So please, any queries, don't hesitate to get in touch through sv@qac.ac.uk or 0121 428 5041.